And I'll tell you even another way this works that you'll understand the moment you hear it. We all think that our first reaction to something is our real reaction. Something new happens, or we get asked a question, or we're in a new situation. Something comes up, and we have a reaction. We have an immediate thought, or a feeling, or a sense, or some response happens in us. This happens all day long to everybody. And our assumption is that the first reaction we have is meaningful, is our real reaction. In small things, in big things. And very often it turns out that the least valid reaction we ever have is the first one. We revise it 2 seconds later, and then again a minute later. I'll give you a very tiny example that comes to mind because I just saw it 3-4 days ago. I was with a friend at a deli, at a deli counter. And my friend saw some interesting looking smoked fish in the deli counter. And I said, "That's good stuff. I used to eat that all the time." So my friend says, "Can I have a taste of that?" And the deli guy gives her a taste. And the first taste was, "Oh, I don't like that. Never mind." And then I don't think it took more than 3 seconds. "Oh, wait a minute. 3 seconds. Wait a minute. No, that's really good." That's a perfect example. That's a perfect example, except you have to see that that's going on with you about everything, not a piece of smoked fish, but just about everything that comes across your path. Everything in life is like, works very much like that if you really step back and think about it. Somebody says something to you, a friend says something. Oh, well, blah, blah, blah. You have an immediate reaction. Your assumption is, let's say it's very positive, let's say it's very negative, doesn't matter. But your immediate assumption is, if it's more than a minimal reaction, that that's your real reaction. That's your true opinion. Then you think about what that person says, or she or he says another sentence, and it all changes. And you think different about it. This is happening all day long. Just think about your own life and literally from hour to hour what happens. All day long, you're assuming that your first reaction, your first opinion, your first hit is the real you, really matters, really represents how you really feel, what you really think, who you really are. Ew. Oh, wait, that's good. Don't trust that. You're changing it every second. And that's just one tiny example of the generality I'm talking about. That your own opinion, your own authoritativeness about your own experience, about what you see in yourself and in life, is so firmly held that it's got to be right. It's got to be valid. Even if it isn't right, even if it's wrong, it's mine and it has a certain validity. It's too personal. It's not true. It's simply not true. You have all kinds of reactions. You have all kinds of opinions. Your mood affects it. The weather affects it. If your shoes are too tight, it affects it. You have a very different opinion if you have to go to the bathroom and you can't than if you're all relaxed. You have a very different opinion if you're ravenously hungry but there's nothing to eat than if you're satisfied. And you have a very different opinion if you're 22 than if you're 62, but it's the same person 40 years apart. So just see how all of that is endless variables. And why are you believing so firmly in an opinion or idea in your own head? It blows with the wind. And that's fine. The problem isn't that. The problem is you're believing it as if it was made out of granite and worth its weight in gold.